Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, natureswayresources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
Good morning. Well, this is Sandy Mosier, and I am sitting here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. We have got our Home Show Garden Pros starting right now, and we have a plethora of our experts who come through the studio and give us the best information about how to green up our gardens and landscaping, and it all starts with the soil. And that's why we've got John Ferguson here today. He is an expert, literally an expert on soils. I went out to your place recently, and you step out of the car, and all you smell is soil. And it is refreshing. It sounds kind of dirty, and it is, but it was absolutely refreshing. So good morning, and thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Sandy.
Good, good. So I went out to Nature's Way Resources, and we did some videos with you and with Abby, and we talked about the soils that you have there and that you develop. And you create, and you mix, and you test. So how did you get started in that? Why dirt?
Well, for the first 15 years of my career, I was in the oil industry working as a geophysicist, having double degrees in physics and geology. Came home from my trip internationally, picked up a two-year-old son. He screamed because he didn't recognize me.
Oh.
And I said, I got to do something. So my thought was to start a landscaping business, since that was a hobby.
Uh-huh.
Do it using the more modern methods based on biology that we call organic methods. And I could not find good compost soils or mulch in Houston. It was all pretty much garbage.
Okay.
And I said, okay, what would it take to make a few hundred yards to 1,000 yards a year? Just for a small landscape business.
Mm-hmm.
One thing led to another. Pretty soon I forgot to drop the landscape idea and jump full bore into making compost, mulch, and soils.
Wow. Well, there were piles and piles and piles, and they all looked different. You know, there was the dark ones and lighter ones. And so you sell to individuals and to landscaping companies.
Correct.
Okay, in bulk, and then I can get them in bags because I think I went out with some remineralizers when I visited you also.
That's correct. We bag about 26 different products.
Oh.
And we also custom blend for a couple of the retail nursery garden centers, too.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, and you can find many of your products at the Home Show Garden Pros at their centers.
That's correct.
And let me just remind everybody that the Home Show Garden Pros includes Nature's Way Resources with John Ferguson, and he's also had Abby here. Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, you've heard from Anita and Mary and Peter out in Katy. Plants for All Seasons on 249. Sherry is a fantastic expert for all of us and resource. And Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens with Joey and Danny. So that entire group of experts comes through here at the studio and answers your calls and your questions. And that's what we are. We are a chat and a call center for you for anything green, landscape, garden, and grass. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. The number's easy. 281-833-3333. And I'm sitting here with John Ferguson, Nature's Way Resources, and he is up north between Conroe, well, close to Conroe, but north of the Woodlands.
Just north of the Woodlands, right off the intersection of FM 1488 and I-45.
Yeah. Yep, you just exit and you take a right and take another tiny right, and there he is. It's a beautiful place.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so back to the dirt, dirty hands. You and I literally climbed up in some of those piles, and it was fun. I'm not a boy, but I grew up with brothers, and I have two boys. So playing in the dirt, you know, is something that is familiar to me. But it was incredible because you can really, you can feel the difference. When we walked up in those piles and we grabbed in those piles, it's amazing. You can feel the healthy components of it.
Yeah, we use methodologies to increase the microbial content. You know, years ago when I was in grad school, it was all about chemistry and physics of the soil. Today we know the biology of the soil is probably 10 times more important than the chemistry and physics put together.
Mm-hmm.
So when we make our compost and mulch, we use techniques that increases the biological diversity of bacteria, fungus, and other life in the soil.
Mm-hmm. And why do we need, you know, we know logically why we need the life in the soil, but tell me the whys.
Well, it's the microbes that release the elements from the minerals and take it to the plant.
Okay.
Like a mycorrhizal fungus at the tip of its hyphae, it may cover a root, but as the hyphae grows away from that root hair, at the very tip, it may have a pH of like 2, a strong, more acidic than battery acid, so it can pull in maybe that element of calcium or whatever it needs out of that mineral and take it back to the plant.
It's just like a system.
And in return, the plant pays the fungus for that work by giving it carbon compounds, what we call root exudates.
Wow. It's like a highway under there. But you've got to have all the healthy pieces.
It is.
Yeah.
And some of these, like there's one of the fungus up in the north or northwest part of the country, they've used DNA mapping. It's 300 miles across. And say on a poplar tree, an insect attacks the poplar tree. Almost instantly, 300 miles away, that another poplar turns on its immune system. So the fungus acts like internet.
Right,
and communicates.
Right. Like an internet. Mother Nature is amazing. Well, we are sitting here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden Center, and we have also got a call from Dodd. So, Dodd, we need to take a break right now. We are going to take a break and hang on one moment, and we will be right back with Dodd from our call. And we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
You might have started while stuck at home.
Or maybe now you want to.
Either way, we're here to help.
We're Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
West Houston's full-service local nursery.
Growing your skills and your yard.
Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja.
Get needed advice and plants that last.
Freshly delivered weekly.
And soil, fertilizers, treatments, all you need.
We make it easy.
One stop, trusted advice.
That's why West Houston trusts Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
Katy, Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. It is spring. It really is officially spring. And you can take some time out today and visit the SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show. Tom Tynan is going to be broadcasting there from 9 to noon today. Plus, you can stop by after his show and ask him some questions face-to-face. So this is at the SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Berry Center today and tomorrow. That's in towards Katy. There are over 200 businesses and services and the hottest new products that you can find. Now, this is interesting. You can find a bargain at the Greater Houston Builders Association Remodelers Council. They're having a charity garage sale. There are lots of entry discounts, $3 off admission if you go online. Teachers, you get in half off on Saturday and Sunday. And all SciFair ISD employees get half off. Sunday, our active military personnel, veterans, fire, police, and first responders, you get in for free. So the doors are open at 9 today. Sunday, they open at 10. Go to homeshowradio.com and follow the Home and Outdoor Living link to get your information. There's free parking, and it is the annual SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show today and tomorrow at the Berry Center. Enjoy that visit and say hello to Tom for us. So we are here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. And I'm telling you, he has information on soils and the life underneath our soils that is so interesting. I love to learn about the whys. And we have got Dodd on the line, who is called in at 281-833-3333. Join our conversation. But Dodd, we have John here to answer your questions. What's going on this morning?
Good morning. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good deal. So, yeah, I've got to appreciate taking the call. I've got a couple of 30-year-old oak trees and a ton of shade, and I think I know the answer, but I haven't quite given up on trying to grow St. Augustine, probably a lost cause. But I've tried aeration, compost, and I thought, well, I was listening to the show, and I thought, I don't know, maybe I could bring a soil sample or something and y'all could match up the right kind of compost to maybe give the St. Augustine a better shot. I mean, I've tried, you know, shade tolerant and everything, but any thoughts on that?
Well, the most shade tolerant St. Augustine needs 6 hours of direct sun minimum.
Okay.
If you don't get 6 hours of direct sun, you don't have a chance.
Probably don't.
So yours, you definitely don't get 6 hours.
No, I mean, it's it's a mature street, and there's just, you know, on the west side of those oak trees, there's a bunch of pine trees. So I haven't measured it, but it's probably more like 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, what you can do, you can always cut the St. Augustine 4 or 5 inches. The more leaf surface it has, the more sunlight energy it can collect. That will help a little bit. Other things, the Native American Seed Company has a shade-tolerant seed mixture of native grasses that grow in low shade conditions. That might be worth trying.
Okay. What was the company?
Native American Seed out of Junction, Texas.
Native American Seed. Okay. All right.
You know, Dodd, I have a similar problem. We've got a couple of oak trees in our back, and it's interesting because in only under one of those oak trees am I having that problem. But I think, like you say, on one side you've got pine trees also, and I think for me we've got the oak tree, and I get a little bit of shade from the house and a little bit of shade from the fence for that one tree, whereas the other tree that's growing, that's got grass growing underneath it, I think has a more open area, and I can see where it gets more of the sun. It gets some of the morning sun also. But it is a constant. I'm going to check that out because I have done the same thing. I mean, I've composted. I've let it grow a little bit. I've, you know, told the mowers not to touch that area for a while. And every, you know, after the winter, I struggle to get that grass to grow. So that's a great idea to contact. Give us the name again. They're out of Junction, Texas.
Native American Seed.
Okay. And that's an online probably.
Oh, yeah. You can go online to their website and order seeds. I just had a big box came in a couple days ago, take up to the farm.
And what should we ask for? I mean, what?
It's in their catalog called Shade Tolerant Grass.
Shade Tolerant Grass. I think that's a great.
So that's a mixture of Bermuda and Soysia or
none, it's
shade tolerant?
None of those invasive grasses. It's native grasses that typically grow under the post oak savanna. They grow under the trees.
Okay.
There's also another minor effect. In soil science, we know that grass, like St. Augustine, wants equal amounts of bacteria and fungus in the soil. Trees want 100 to 1,000 times more fungus in the soil than they do bacteria. So the tree is putting out chemicals out of its roots called exudates to feed the fungus and suppress the grass. At the same token, the grass is putting out chemicals in their root exudates to encourage bacteria. So they're also fighting at a biological level. And that's why it's best if you can keep grass away from the tree, you're better off. It's easier.
How far
and
away?
I've heard, too, that I should do a better job picking up the acorns, you know, and maybe that's changing the pH enough to, but I think it's mainly the shade.
It's shade.
Yeah.
So how far should we keep the grass away from, you know?
At least to the drip line.
Drip
there have been
line.
Many
wow.
studies.
Okay. Now, what do we put under there? Is it just mulch?
You can mulch it. You can put ground covers. Like I said, there's shade-tolerant plants. I mean, things that are like the same conditions.
Okay. So ground cover is okay to put in there?
Oh, yeah. Because most of them are fungal lovers. So they're like, and so they kind of reinforce each other.
That's kind of an option, too, at least for my area. I don't know about yours, Dodd, but ground cover could definitely be something to take.
Yeah. Like I'm down in Friendswood. I remember growing up, my parents had a ton of jasmine in shady areas, and I've thought about that, too. That may be an option, but I think I'll try that seed first.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
I prefer to have St. Augustine. I prefer to have grass, you know.
Me too, yeah.
But a good ground to cover is pigeonberry, one of our native wildflowers, little pink flowers. It's low, has little red berries the birds love. So you can turn it to a habitat.
Oh, that sounds good.
A lot of people doing it can be very beautiful.
Wow, fun ideas
for you. We like our birds.
Yeah, that's right. Birds, bees, and butterflies. Bring them all back.
That's right.
Well, good.
That's right.
Well, I hope that was helpful, Dodd.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up north of the Woodlands, almost to Conroe. Beautiful location, great ideas and resources. John is not the only expert there, but he has got great folks working for him. So if you ever have any questions or concerns, bring it to them and they can help you out. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Sports Radio 610, give us a call. Join our conversation at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll be back.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Building your lawn soil is a big deal. Water less, mow more. You'll see fewer weeds with healthier soil. We keep you growing on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. What's a water garden, you may ask? Well, it is simply a body of water in which you can grow water lilies and other aquatic plants, and you can keep fish as well. We can show you how to do it, or we can even build a water garden for you. We also specialize in fountains, so if you want to add the magic and music of water to your yard, come visit us. And while you're here, stroll our gardens and pick up a bedding plant, a veggie, a tomato, or an herb. We've got it all.
It's time to talk tomatoes. Tomatoes are so easy to grow, and we've got every variety you could think of to fit your needs. We've got Roma-style varieties for you marinara folks out there, cherry tomatoes for salads and just all-around snacking, beefsteak tomatoes, the ones that you slice and put on your mayonnaise and tomato sandwiches, yellow pear, which is a low-acid variety for people who are sensitive to the acid levels, and some exotic varieties, for example, indigo blue, that's a very dark, dark, actually purple, and it looks like a little eggplant. It's time for other veggies as well, and we've got them.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You can find us. And now, back to our show with Sandy and John.
It's 10% humidity out today in Houston, Texas. That has got to be a record. We are here with Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. With this low humidity, beautiful day, give us a call and chat with us about what is on your to-do list or what is on your question list about your garden landscaping and grasses outside. I am sitting here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden Center, and he is our Home Show Garden Pro expert for today. And I'm telling you, expert doesn't describe him well enough because he has got a 27-year background in soils and landscaping, and we are here. He is here to answer your questions. I'm here just to guide those questions to John. But we just had a caller. Dodd was talking about he couldn't grow the grass underneath his oak tree. And I'm sure if you live in Houston or in surrounding areas, we have all run into some of those problems where shaded areas, it's hard to grow our St. Augustine. And you recommended finding some shade-tolerant grasses, and you mentioned a place where we could go in Junction, Texas, and we can go online. But my question is, in the area where I would be putting it, under the oak tree or near the oak tree, on either side of that, St. Augustine is growing fine. So how do I handle that mixture? Are they going to take care of themselves?
Well, they'll take care of themselves somewhat, but the St. Augustine comes into the shade, and all of a sudden it starts getting thinner, wiry
yes.
looking.
Yeah.
So what a lot of people like to do is put a barrier. Maybe it could be a stone rock barrier.
Oh, okay.
To separate so you have a clean boundary. That way you can weed eat against the barrier.
Okay.
Some people like metal edging. I like stone.
Yeah, stone.
And I've even seen people take broken concrete and stain it different colors
oh.
and recycle.
Right.
And it makes a beautiful edging.
Right. Or like I've got some broken bricks.
Yeah.
You know, I could get those lower to the ground. Yeah, I don't think I would do the metal edging. I've got dogs, and occasionally we have humans who walk around without shoes on outside. So, yeah, I need to make sure of that. I'm excited about that. That's a very great solution because I'm not thrilled about putting the jasmine down there because I already have it in a bed nearby, and I don't know, it's right in the middle of the yard.
Well, also that same company, Native American Seed, has a wildflower mix that grows in the shade.
Ooh.
So that might be an option for some people.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you were touching on with Dodd, too, the wildflowers. Well, that's a great idea. Well, like I said, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden Center, and our phone number is 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333, easy phone number to join the chat. And yes, I could not believe it this morning when I read that Houston, Texas is going to have 10% humidity today. We are not going to know what to do with ourselves. But it is gorgeous outside. We have a great weekend to get out there in our yards and to start cleaning things up because it is officially spring. So now we can't say we're in the in-between season. We are officially spring. And give us a call. We're going to talk about, I still have some questions about the dirt piles that John has. And he's also has a beautiful nursery out at Nature's Way. So we're going to talk about gardens and grasses and soils. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We need to talk about fertilizers for our lawns. Let's get Mike Sorant from MicroLife on the phone. So, Mike, is there something that I should be using in particular right now?
Is to apply MicroLife Humates Plus.
So I'm going to use the Humates Plus on my yard, get it healthy, get it ready to grow.
Do I need to pull my weeds first?
No.
Okay.
But a lot of the weeds that you're seeing right now, Sandy, is we basically have two seasons of weeds. They're going to be called the cool season and the warm season. And I think we make way too much deal about weeds. Why is that?
Well, I think I have always thought that the weeds are damaging my grass because they're growing in and just spreading throughout the grass.
Did you know that clover grows to disrespect you? Did you realize that?
I don't think so.
Right, but that's what Scott says. And you can't have that filthy clover disrespecting you, Sandy, can you? And then the other thing is trees. Trees, a lot of times these herbicide companies will say, do not use around trees. Keep it on the lawn only.
Interesting.
But the tree doesn't know to not grow underneath lawn.
Yeah, right.
The azalea doesn't know not to grow underneath lawns.
Mm-hmm.
But pulling weeds. Let's go back to pulling weeds. So you've had a tough day dealing with Charlie, okay? And you drive into your home, you go, by God, there's a weed. I'm going to go get that little sucker.
It's therapeutic.
And you pull a couple of weeds, and all of a sudden you feel better.
Yeah. MicroLife is available at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Check out our website at homeshowgardenpros.com. Thank you very much, Mike, for being with us from MicroLife. And great information. Always learn so much when we have a talk with you. So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, folks. Enjoy the day.
Good morning. How can we help you on Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I'm here with John Ferguson, Nature's Way Garden Center. And John, we have got Tony who has called in. Good morning, Tony. What's your question for John?
Good morning. I live in the woodland, and as a result, there are quite a few trees around our neighborhood. And I have an odd situation in that my garden beds get some sun. They get a decent amount of shade, and then in the afternoon they'll get 1 or 2 hours of hot afternoon sun. So I have a hard time growing full sun plants, and I have a hard time growing, you know, shade-liking plants. So do you have any suggestions for plants that could survive in those types of sun conditions?
Yes, some of the lantanas could probably do all right, the Texas lantana in particular. The Salvia coccinea at the family, it's a beautiful plant the butterflies, hummingbirds love. It's available in a fire engine red. You can get pink or white colored. That's an adaptable species.
All right. How do you spell that?
The salvia, S-A-L-V-I-A.
Coccinea?
Salvia.
Salvia, yeah.
Okay, great.
Those are some options. You can come by our garden center since we're up in just north of the Woodlands,
mm-hmm.
and we can show you a bunch.
Yes, I go there a lot.
Okay, well, thank you for that. But those are some good choices. The American Beauty Berry would take those conditions. It has, it's sometimes called a Spanish mulberry, French mulberry. It's edible fruit. It turns purple fruit in the fall. So there's a lot of things that can handle that.
Okay, thank you.
And you know, Tony, I'm a little bit obsessed with my lantanas because they are hardy guys. I know I planted a few really not knowing much about them years and years ago. And at one point they lapped over my front driveway so much that my dad would complain when he would come visit. He'd be like, you need to trim those. Well, I'm not going to trim them. They're beautiful and they're blooming and they're, you know, so at one point I thought, okay, you know, they are really getting big. And we trimmed them down and we transplanted them on the other side of the driveway where it had plenty of room to grow. And
wonderful.
We did that in about December or January of 20 and then 21. And then guess what? The freeze hit literally a month after we transplanted them. And I just chalked them. I said, okay, forget it. There is no way they're going to survive. We just moved. We cut them and we moved them. I could not believe it. And they weren't covered. I mean, you know, I could only cover so much for that entire week. I'm like most of us during that freeze. And they're beautiful. You know, I trimmed them back this year after the little tiny freeze we had. And they're, you know, they are just hardy guys. And the butterflies love them. And it's fun because you can go and look at that plant, you know, mid-spring, and you can see where they've been eaten up, you know, because the flowers are so delicate, but that plant is really hardy. I love the lantana, and the salvia is the other one that I've got in the back, I think. Does it also have kind of a purple? Is there a purple one too, a salvia?
There's over 1,000 species
of salvia. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So lots of colors, but I know here on the show at Home Show Garden Pros, the experts a lot of times guide us towards native plants, you know, because those seem to be, is that correct, John? I mean, they're hardier.
Oh, they're definitely hardier. They don't have the disease, pest problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony, since you live in the Woodlands has a rebate up to $300 per house to buy native plants. And we're one of the authorized nurseries.
And so, did you hear he's one of the authorized nurseries? I had forgotten about that. We talked about that when I was up there.
Yep.
That is a wonderful, that's a wonderful incentive. You know, not that we're going to do it just for that, but, you know, it helps our yard and our landscaping and it helps our environment.
Great. Thank you so much, folks.
All righty. Thanks for calling, Tony. That's right. I forgot about that. I mentioned it again. It's from the Woodlands, City of Woodlands.
Yeah, the township. It's based on a program after San Antonio did years ago where they discovered for every dollar they gave in plant rebates to buy drought-tolerant, low-water-use plants, they save $5 of taxpayer money developing new water supplies.
Absolutely.
And since Montgomery County is having water problems, the Woodlands Township, which is 38,000 homes, has offered $300 per house per year, a 50% credit.
Per year. That's wonderful. That's a great incentive. And it changes our mindset, too. You know, we might not it brings that to our attention, that we really have to pay attention to our water usage.
And we're seeing things more like that. You know, you heard Mike talk about weeds, but the state of Minnesota is giving $400 per house to get rid of your yard and put in wildflowers and herbs and meadows.
Yeah, it's something that's on our mind and we've got to think about.
Correct.
You know, also in a time where we're seeing some expenses going up, we want to try and watch and take care of our water usage. Well, we have another call from Jamel. Is that correct? Jamel, this is Sandy and John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. How can he help you?
Oh, okay. I was calling. I have this I have this plant that I grew about 3 years ago. Now it seems like it's just taking over my whole bed. I don't know if I should just...
Now, is it a plant or do you think it's a weed?
I'm not sure. It's purple. It blossoms every day, then it'll die, then all of a sudden the next day it blossoms. Then, but I'll trim it and cut it from where it's growing after, like other plants, and then it will just find some other spot to grow.
Wow.
You said purple. Is it kind of a morning glory type flower?
Yes, sir.
That's bindweed.
That's a weed?
Yeah, it's a vine here. It's a native species. It's very vigorous. It's borders on invasive. It can cover things, choke out fences and stuff.
Wow.
But it's a tough plant, but it's great for the wildlife.
Oh. Is there a way I can get rid of it or just start over?
Yeah, you just need to dig it up by the roots, best way.
Thank you. That's what I figured out. But I like the way it looks in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty when it's blooming, but...
It would be nice out in a field, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for the call. That is so interesting. I mean, I have seen that too. I have seen something that I've looked at. I thought, okay, I don't think we planted that. So even weeds can be pretty sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But depending on where they are and, you know, if you want to nurture them or take care of them. This is Sandy, but most importantly, we have our expert here on Home Show Garden Pros. And it is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. We're going to pop out for a break, but we are taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Easy phone number. We'll hear back from you in a moment.
Spring weather is here. Would you like a new patio, a new pool or spa? How about fresh landscaping? Home Improvement starts this weekend at the SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show at the fabulous Barry Center. Home ideas and home pros all under one roof. The 15th annual SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show this weekend at the Barry Center. And there's free parking. More info and discounted tickets at TexwoodShows.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Here's your early watering warning. When deciduous trees bud out, they drink most of your soil's water. That's the time to get busy watering lawns and shrubs, helping you soak it all in. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We have one of the best selections of succulents in town. You will love all the unique varieties. Vegetables are making their way on the tables. We have lots of great varieties of tomatoes and peppers out.
We have an outstanding selection of fruit and citrus trees. Our knowledgeable staff will be happy to answer any questions to get you growing your own fruit. Now is the best time to get your fruit trees in the ground so they get established before the heat of summer comes along. Always add compost and microlife before starting a fresh garden. It's a great time to spruce up your patio pots. If they need some love, we've got plenty of things to fill them up. Be sure to check out myenchanted.com for our upcoming seminar schedule or sign up for our weekly email so you'll know what's happening at Enchanted Nurseries. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulcher, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you for listening. This is Sandy, and John Ferguson is here from Nature's Way Garden Center with us as our expert for this morning's show. And we so appreciate his coming in, and we get to literally dig deeper with John, considering soil and dirt is his love and his expertise, with a beautiful garden center that you can go and visit up in north of the Woodlands. We have got Russell, who is on the line. Russell, good morning. What do you have for John?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. So I'm heading to a native plant sale, but one of the plants I've been trying to find is swan root. I think it's swan flower. It's for the pipeline. Do you ever get that at Nature's Way? I had talked to Amy. She was on the show maybe a few weeks ago, and she said it's hard to find. but do you ever get that over there at your place?
Yeah, we have carry a lot of pipe vines when they're available, and we grow a lot from ourselves from cuttings and seed. So I don't never heard that particular name, but we do have sometimes three or four varieties of pipe vine, and they're all
have like native Texas native.
We should have, whether it's come in or yacht from the growers or not, I don't know yet right this time.
We
typically carry it, and I know. I have one in my yard. It's always throwing up babies. I probably dig up 100 of them a year and take them up to the nursery.
That's wonderful. So
that's
could
what
he
I want to do.
Could Russell give y'all a call? Somebody could help him there.
Yeah, that's just call the office, 936-321-6990, and they can tell you.
I'm going to head over there, actually, after this MRSA Arboretum, since I'm in this area.
Even better.
Head over to your place.
Yeah.
I've been there in a while. Another question was about sassafras trees.
Yeah.
What would you, recommendations on planting that? What is it like? And when I grew up in Massachusetts, it was very common there, but it seemed to be, you know, different there than here. They have a lot of more acidic grounds and stuff, and you should find it in the middle of the woods instead of just sitting out in the heat.
So well, they grow.
I don't know. Do they do both there? I mean, heat
Well, they grow wild around our site. In fact, right in front of our sales office, we have one. It has beautiful orange fall color. It's getting ready to bust into bloom right now. It's right in front of our sales office.
Really?
Yep. They like sandy, like sandy loam soil, well drained. That kind of has even moisture, but beautiful, wonderful plants.
And it's full sun.
Part sun. Typically, it's an understory. It grows in filtered sun.
It grows in filtered sun.
But like the one in front of our sales office, probably gets 4 or 5 hours of morning sun, then shade, filtered sun the rest of the day.
Okay, I think I have a spot for that. All right, and one last question.
Sure.
The camphor tree, is it a camphor tree?
Camphor, yeah.
What's your recommendations or unrecommendations for that tree? I want to grow it, but then when I start reading about it, it seems like it's not native. It's invasive some places, but I want to grow it for like spice swallowtails.
I had one in my backyard for years. It finally got killed last year by the freeze. Mm. I just love the fragrance of it, but it gives me a chance to plant something new. But it's a fairly tough tree down to about 20 degrees. Once you get below 20, you start losing.
Okay, but not a problem with it, like, ending up in everybody else's yards and stuff or anything like that?
I never noticed it on mine, but it's possible because it does throw out a lot of berries.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I'll hang up and listen to the rest of the show.
Thanks very much, Russell. Have a great day. Well, that was a great call. Now, interesting about the sassafras tree, because he said that he had those up north, but yet we can still, they're tolerant here.
They're a species that goes from almost the Atlantic over back to the central, almost to the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
From Canada down to the Gulf Coast.
Okay. All righty.
And like I said, I like it. Beautiful fall color.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, I'll need to notice that the next time I'm at your place.
And also, you know, an old boy scout, he used to dig the roots and peel it up and boil it and make tea out of it.
Oh, there you go. Boy, yeah. That's really getting back to nature.
Yep.
Now, I had mentioned that we have got 10% humidity, the weather guessers say today. And that's fun and interesting. But what is that going to do to my plants? Do I need to be worried about watering more?
Not really. I mean, again, it depends on the health of your soil.
Okay.
If you have healthy soil, the plants will be fine.
And if it lasts a day or two, the humidity, we should be fine.
For most plants, yes.
Okay.
But if you got a plant like shade and it's out in sun in that low humidity, then it's going to suck the water out of it.
Right.
So right plant in the right spot is the old gardening phrase.
Right plant in the – okay. Location, location, location.
Location, exactly. Okay. Just like in marketing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know when we're planting new plants or, you know, when we're trying to help the plants that we've planted grow. Now, on the watering, we're just coming out of winter, going into spring, and it seems like there can be watering issues. You can water too much.
As a licensed soil scientist, when I do consulting, 90% of the time, overwatering is the problem.
Really? Overwatering?
Yes.
Okay, so how do I know? You know, with my indoor plants, it seems pretty easy because they really talk to me. Mm-hmm. I know exactly when they need it, and it's a contained location. But with the outdoors, you know, the varied landscaping and moisture levels.
Again, it goes back to the health of your soil.
Okay.
Do you have your flower beds mulched or not? What kind of mulch? I mean, mulches, there's good quality mulches and there's bad mulches.
Okay.
So.
How often do you say that we should be mulching our beds?
Every year.
So once a year. Is there a time of year?
Technically, for most plants, fall is the best time. When does nature mulch things? When the leaves drop, the deciduous trees and the twigs. But most of us prefer to mulch in the spring because we're, after having, you know, cabin fever from the winter, we want to get outside and do something.
Right, and we're wanting to pretty things up and,
exactly. But you can do it anytime.
Okay.
But the big thing is use a good quality mulch.
Okay, and that we can find from you or any of our Home Show Garden Pros can help with the qualities that we're buying.
Right. Like our premium mulch, and that's our top seller, it's a composted mulch made from the branches and limbs of trees. And it has a low carbon nitrogen ratio. And the reason animals, deer, beaver, squirrel, eat branches and limbs for food is the vitamins, minerals, protein.
Okay.
So when we grind it up and compost it, the heat kills all your pathogens, any weed seeds that might be there. It shrinks it and concentrates those nutrients and turns it a deep chocolate brown.
Yes, I remember that.
And it... And the way we make our – it has about a 50% compost-rich content. So when you put it down, the compost particles are denser, so they tend to settle, and the woodier portion floats up and recreates that forest floor layer.
Okay.
And it's full of beneficial microbes.
And that we can use as a mulch. That's
correct.
Not for the lawn.
That's not for the lawn. It's for the flower beds.
Okay. All right.
We are here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden Center, and the phone number here at Home Show Garden Pros is 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll be right back.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Landscapers Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
I'm confused. I am so sorry. This is Sandy with Home Show Garden Pros. I've got someone giving me signals here, and I'm not quite reading what his signals were, but it is to get started. So here we are this morning with Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sorry for messing that up, guys. Let's get new life into and out of our soils. And who better to talk about that than John Ferguson with Nature's Way Resources. I am so sorry I just messed that connection up there. I'm not good at reading signals. John is here with us, and he is definitely our expert on how we can get life out of our soils and how to put life into our soils. We've been talking about soils on and off with callers, and he described with the last caller, he said, we want to mimic the forest floor. And I love that, because when you understand that, you understand what's going on. You know, we're not just plopping down mulch or plopping down bark or whatever. We're trying to mimic what's happening out in Mother Nature far, far away in our backyards. So mimicking the forest floor, I'm going to keep that in mind when I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But when I was out there at Nature's Way Resources and John and I were walking through the piles of his soils and his dirts, there were different colors, but when we would dig down in one of them, steam came out. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the steam.
Well, if you think about it, we recycle organic material, branches, limbs, grass, leaves, mm-hmm. horse manure, bedding. When you burn wood in your fireplace or barbecue pit, carbon in the wood is combined with oxygen, giving off energy in the form of heat and light. The same amount of energy is given off in a compost pile when microbes take the carbon and combine it with oxygen.
The microbes are doing the work.
And our piles will get up to 170 degrees for months. It only takes 3 days at 120 degrees to kill all the weed seeds. It only takes 3 or 4 days to kill all the pathogens, human pathogens at that temperature. So it's how a way that nature naturally cleans itself.
Okay. So that's where the steam comes from.
These piles get up, like I said, 170 degrees. In fact, we do so much of it, we evaporate about 35,000 gallons of water a day.
Wow. Okay. Now, so you said it takes months for that process to happen.
Yes, we use much. You know, just like you can make a wine in 48 hours, but would you want to drink it?
Not really.
95% of the people use the quick methods. It produces low-quality stuff. Our mulches are over a year old. We compost them. As the microbes digest, break down the organic matter, they shrink it, they turn it into humus, humates, fulmates, mm-hmm. things that are beneficial for the soil life. The beneficial microbes, bacteria, fungus, protozoa, go to sky-high levels. So it's just a very different product. Also, this type of mulch, the process we use, Canada's Department of Forestry has funded research at Laval University for over 30-something years. And they found that this type of mulch, anywhere in the world, from the Arctic to the equator, every continent, does more to improve soil than anything else. And one of the things it does, it has certain species of bacteria and fungus in it that break clay apart, and they can turn clay into loam over time.
Oh, clay is a problem here south of I-10.
Yes. South of, actually, Buffalo Bio is the dividing line between the black clays of South Texas.
Okay.
And that's why you notice north of Buffalo Bio, you see pine trees. A mile south of it, you don't.
Okay.
That's a soil change.
So it breaks down that clay, and that's the problem that we have in many of our bed areas.
Well, I'm in that black clay in my home. Mm-hmm. Over the years I've been there, it's now broken down over 3 feet deep. That's why I don't have to water. I can get 3 inches of rain. It just soaks into the soil, and the humus there holds it till the plants need it.
Oh, my. Okay, we're going to talk about that not needing to water and how we can all work to get to that place. Because John and I know Dana used to talk about this, about how they created their landscaping and their environment where they didn't have to turn on the faucet. You know, they relied on Mother Nature for mm-hmm. the majority of the water. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind on your grass, garden, and landscaping, and John will give you his input.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. Aquatexwater.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sandy. I am your host, but our expert is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden Center. He was just bragging. He wasn't really bragging, but he was mentioning earlier about his lack of need to go and turn on that faucet of water. And I just saw my water bill. I hope my Charlie is not listening, but I just saw my water bill last week, and I'm not real happy. I need to make some changes. And how can I create an environment on my grass and for my landscaping to reduce the amount of water I need to take out of the spigot?
Well, two things. We got to avoid things that destroy soil structure and do things that encourage the microbes that create soil structure.
Okay.
That's the simple version.
Right.
Well, our water supply, public water supply, is full of chlorine, chloramine, fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
It's the microbes in the soil that break the soil up, make it loose. Well, why do we put chlorine, chloramine into water systems? To kill microbes. So the more you water, the more you kill. That's probably the number one cause of getting brown patch in people's yard, because it kills off the bacteria that prevents brown patch.
Okay.
The other thing are salts. A lot of our soils in Houston are high in salts. We, you know, they measured, like Hurricane Ike, I remember reading a paper, they measured salts up in Texarkana coming in on the wind from the Gulf during Hurricane Ike. We have thousands of salt domes along the Gulf Coast that push up, create fault zones, groundwater gets in it, dissolves the salt. So often we have salt problems in many of our soils. So we want to avoid high salt products. Artificial fertilizers are all chemically salts.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we talk about organic here.
And that, you know, like Microlife, a great organic fertilizer. Poultry manure, high in salts, full of arsenic. We don't want it. Cow manure, full of salts. While they work good in San Antonio or Dallas, they're not for Houston because we have different soils.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't realize even just being in Texas and what I consider sort of South Texas,
yep.
you've got different problems and different issues. And we even talked about north and south of just I-10.
Correct. Like on my farm up near LaGrange, my retirement place, I've got seven distinct soil types on the property. And certain plants will grow in one soil type, will not grow in another one.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things that go into it that people need to look at.
All right. So
step one is not destroy the life in the soil.
Yeah, which is hard because if we're using the water from the system, we're getting the fluoride and we're putting the salts and the fluorides and those into our grass. So what can I do to counteract that?
Top dress of compost.
Yes.
Only use organic fertilizers on your grass. You know, ideally, you do put down a quarter inch of compost twice a year for the first 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Then after you get soil starts getting healthier, you can go to once a year. I do mine every other year now. I only have to put down a bag of MicroLife one time every other year now. I don't need any more inputs. I'm in a self-sustaining system.
Right. Well, I think especially after Hurricane Harvey, that is something that we could all start doing is the top dressing twice a year. I didn't realize that I should be doing that twice a year. I was just kind of doing spot checks. Mm-hmm. So twice a year on the top dressing. And is there, I'm sure you have your favorite top dressing.
Well, compost, leaf mold compost.
The leaf mold compost. And you can get that at our Home Show Garden Pros. They sell it. And it's the leaf mold compost. And it is soft and it's almost velvety.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to put out.
Feels good to your hand.
It does.
And the microbes there actually put chemicals in it that stimulate the serotonin and dopamine production in our brains, the feel-good chemicals.
Right, right. You walk in with dirty hands and you're happy about it. So we are here with Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We've talked a lot about soils and dirts because that really is the basis for what we're growing in our yards. But call us about plants or landscaping, trees and grasses, and what are you growing in your vegetable garden? Or what should we be growing in our vegetable gardens? Give us a call. We will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.